Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. The Bhaktivedanta Gurukul Players humbly presents, for the pleasure of their lordships, Shri Shri Radha Gokulananda, Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman, Shri Shri Gaur Nithai, and Srila Prabhupada, the Ramayan!
This misery, come back to me. years of age travel with his wife Sita and brother Lakshmi. For 12 years they travelled around before finally settled in Pranchati, where they made a home for themselves. They were happy to spend the remainder of Ram's exile.
Ram, please be careful. I've never seen a creature like this before. My dear lord, I mean you no harm. Please do not be frightened.
But who are you?
My name is Utayu. My father, Una, the god of dawn, is the brother of Garuda, the bird carrier to Lord Vishnu, the supreme personality of Godhead. I wish to be eternal servant, Ram.
What service do you wish to do for me?
I wish to protect your wife, Sita, while you go hunting in the forest.
Of course. Your service is gratefully accepted.
Please call on me when I am needed.
I will do so, faithful servant.
Jai Ram! Jai Ram!
I feel so protected living here.
Yes, I don't think we're bothered by any more demons in a long time. The sages living here must be so grateful to you for ridding their forest of so many demons.
Oh, who is that handsome man? I must have him for myself. I will change my form into that of a glamorous young woman, that I may capture his heart.
Ram, look!
Who are you, a beautiful lady?
I am Serpanak, the sister of the mighty Ravana. But who are you,
O most breathtaking of men?
Be careful, Ram.
Oh, be quiet!
I am Ram, son of Maharaj Dasarath, king of Ayodhya. But what are you doing here in the forest?
All of my life I have searched for such a man as yourself, and now I have found you.
But you must know that I am a married man.
Married? To whom?
This is my wife, Sita.
Sita? She is quite pretty, I suppose. But her features are so ugly when compared to mine. Look at me, Ram. Are you not attracted?
Sita is my eternal consort. I cannot marry you.
But you must. I can give you so much more than this creature you call your wife.
Please, leave me alone.
But you must marry me. You must. We are truly well matched. Once my heart is set on the man, he has to be mine.
Leave this wretched wife of yours.
And come with me, Ram, please. Madam, I quite understand your unfortunate plight, but I cannot leave my faithful wife and make a life with you. You are simply wasting your time. Wait. My brother Lakshman is living in the forest of natural life. He'd make a fine husband for you. He possesses many good qualities.
If I can't have Ram, then his handsome brother will have to do. Oh, Lakshman, my sweet man, how wonderful you are. You possess so many good qualities. I can see we are truly well matched. Come with me, my dearest.
No, I can see you are too good for me. Go back to Ram. He will surely accept you as a second wife. And forget all about Sita.
Sita! Sita! This horrible little woman, preventing me from claiming what is rightfully mine. The hand of Ram and guaranteed happiness. I will kill her, and you will be mine, Ram!
Ram, wait! You cannot kill a woman. Then teach this woman a lesson and chop off her nose and ears.
Vow to kill Ram. A great battle was seen, in which they were both killed. Shobhanak then went to see her brother Ram, king of Lanka, sitting in enjoyment and intoxication, reigned supreme.
Thank you.
done this to you, sister?
It was Ram.
Ram?
Yes, he and his brother Lakshman are roaming around in our woods. They are strong, fearless, and handsome. They are the sons of Maharaj Dasarath, king of Ayodhya.
But how did this happen to you, sister?
Ram's brother Lakshman chopped off my ears and nose. He attacked me without mercy. Ram has killed our brothers, Kara and Dushana, in battle.
What? My two brothers dead?
Yes, these two will stop at nothing. They are completely without morals. You are in great danger, Ravana. How can you just sit there idly, as if nothing was happening?
For killing my two brothers and injuring my sister, they will both die at my hands.
Good. You must rid the world of these dangerous men. Oh, and by the way, Ram has with him his beautiful young wife, Sita.
Oh, now that's interesting.
Yes, I have never seen such beauty in a woman. She is completely without morals, and she is completely without equals in her purity and charm. I am sure you could steal away her attention from this Ram, my handsome brother. She would make such an ideal partner for you.
You have convinced me, sister. I shall think of a plan to capture this Sita.
Ravan went at once to see his disadvantaged brother. He ordered Marisha to take the form of a golden bull to stack the pieces of him away from her beloved brother. While Sita was in charge of Sita, Ravan was kidnapped. Marisha was hesitant at first, fearing the reaction of crossing Ravan's path. Very persuasive.
Oh, what a beautiful creature. Please come here. Please don't go away.
Lakshman, you must guard Sita while I am gone.
Very well.
Sita, do not fear. This golden deer shall be yours. I'll give you anything to make you happy.
Thank you, Ram.
Ram, wait. I have a feeling there is trouble in store for you. I think this is a trick.
Don't worry, Lakshman.
Oh, Lakshman, I fear for Ram's safety. I wish he hadn't gone away now.
Ram will be quite safe, of that I am certain. Sita! Lakshman! Help me!
Did you hear those cries, Lakshman?
Yes. It sounded like the voice of Ram, but I'm not sure. I think it was a trick of some wizard.
It was Ram's voice. He is in great danger. You must go and save him.
Ram ordered me to protect while he was gone. I cannot leave you alone.
Then Ram will die and it'll be your fault. I think he wanted to die, that you can have me for yourself.
Please do not hurt me by saying such things. Ram means more to me than anyone. You must know that.
Then go and help him.
Oh, I am torn by his order, and you're doubting of my intentions. Very well, I will go and save him. I will leave you here protected by a magic circle. Do not dare to leave the circle, or you will be in great danger. I just pray Ram will forgive me for this.
Be careful, Lakshman.
Oh,
help me? I have been traveling for days without food or water. I need...
Oh, you poor man. Of course I will give you what you need.
Please hurry. I am very weak. Who are you, old lady?
I am Sita, the wife of Ram.
Sita? Certainly. You are the most beautiful lady I have ever seen.
Thank you, kind sir. Now please accept this food and water.
Oh, I am unable to reach. You will have to come closer, my dear.
But I cannot leave this circle.
Circle? What circle?
I promise not to leave the protection of this magic circle.
You are talking nonsense, my dear. I am just a poor old man. How can I harm you?
Oh, very well.
Closer. Oh, most beautiful Sita. Your future is in my hands now. Forget Ram, for I can offer you so much more than he can. Your Ram cannot help you now.
Who are you who dares to capture the wife of Ram?
I am the mighty Ravana, king of Lanka, whose strength knows no bounds. You will be my wife, Sita, or you shall die.
Then I will die. I will never be your wife. Never.
I said you shall come with me. You cannot kill me! Prepare to die! Grief for this dying bird. You belong to me now.
Ram, please save me!
When Ram returned from his search for the deer, he couldn't believe it. There was the magic circle, but no sign of his wife Sita. Lakshman had left her alone. His anger knew no bounds. He set off determined to find Sita.
Lakshman, I still cannot believe you left my Sita here alone.
And the cries for help were so convincing, Ram. She tortured me with her cruel words. She accused me of trying to get her alone.
I'm sorry, Lakshman. My mind is very disturbed. Look, Ram! There are drops of blood here on the ground. Oh! My poor friend, Jatayu! Who has done this to you?
Ram! It was Ravana! He kidnapped Sita! She was in his chariot! I tried my best to save her, but he chopped off my wings. My efforts to save her were useless.
Your efforts to save her were not useless, my dear friend. Because of your courage and devotion to me, I have granted you a place in the spiritual sky where we may continue our pastimes together.
Thank you, Ram. Now please, find Sita. She is in great danger. I fear for her life. Farewell, dear Ram! All glories to you, Ram! All glories to you, Ram!
Thank you. Ravana has kidnapped my wife Sita and killed my friend. Come, Lakshman, we must go immediately and rid the world of his evil presence.
I know that.
tell you, Ravana. You would do anything to try and capture my heart.
My name is Hanuman, son of the winged Vayu. But this is not your good, Ravan. I have been sent by Ram to find you.
Ram?
Yes, look, he gave me this ring to show you, to prove my good intentions.
This is Ram's wedding ring. I'm very happy to know that Ram has sent you to find me. But why does he leave me here? So alone and unprotected.
Please do not worry, my lady. Ram did not know where you were. Once I tell him where you are, he'll come with a large army of monkeys and kill Ravana and rescue you from this miserable existence.
Oh, I knew he could not have forgotten me.
Indeed, he thinks of you day and night, ever since you disappeared from his life.
Thank you, Hanuman. Now please, give this to Ram and tell him that Ravana will kill me in 1 month's time if I do not agree to be his wife, which I will never do.
Yes. Dear Mother Sita, please know Ram will come very soon.
Yes. That thought will keep me alive.
I hear voices. I must go.
Yes, quickly. It sounds like Ravana.
Get the monkey there. Grab him. Beautiful Sita.
I am not yours, never shall be.
What? The thought of death hangs over your head, and still you reject my advances towards you.
I would rather die than give in to you.
Then die you shall. Where is your Ram now when you need him? Ha! He shall never find you. You will be mine, Sita.
No, I know Ram is coming.
Hanuman, at last you have returned. Did you find Sita? Is she well? Please put me out of my misery.
Yes, I found Sita. She's very unhappy. But the thought of you coming to save her is keeping her alive.
Save her? Where is she?
There's a city named Lanka which Ravana rules. She's a prisoner. Oh yes, she gave me this message.
Ravana will kill me in 1 month's time if I do not agree to be his wife, which I will never do.
Ram, she's in great danger.
This time, this demon has gone too far. Now my only aim in life is to kill him. If I do not find my Sita unharmed, I'll destroy the universe, and no one will stop me. Hanuman, organize an army of monkey warriors and set off to Lanka.
Yes, Ram, we will kill the demon Ram and his army, and the world will be a better place without him.
Die, Hanuman!
After eating shrimp, Ram fasted for 3 days, awaiting the arrival of Varuna. Ocean personified. When the ocean did not come, Ram exhibited anger, and simply by his glancing over the ocean, all the living entities within it were agitated by fear. Then, Varuna fearfully approached Ram, taking all paraphernalia to worship. Falling at
Ram's lotus feet, he spoke as follows. O all-pervading supreme person, we are dull-minded and did not understand who you are. But now we understand that you are the supreme person, the master of the entire universe, the unchanging and original personality of Godhead. My lord, you may use my water as you like. Indeed, you may cross over it to go to the abode of Ravana, who is a great source of disturbance. Please go and kill him and regain your wife Sita Devi. O great hero, although my water presents no impediment to your going to Lanka, please construct a bridge over it to spread your transcendental fame. Upon seeing this wonderfully uncommon deed by your lordship, all the great kings and heroes in the future will glorify you.
able to build a bridge across the sea to Lanka. My life depends on it.
Jai Ram!
Before my eyes, Ram, with a bunch of monkeys as your army? Ha! What a joke!
You will not be laughing after my army is finished with you.
We shall see. Kumbhakarna! Awake! prepared to meet your death.
Ravana, you're the most abominable of man-eaters. Indeed, you're just like their stool. You resemble a dog who steals food from the kitchen in the absence of the householder. In my absence, you kidnap my wife, Sita Devi. Therefore, Yamaraj punishes sinful men. I shall also punish you. You're the most abominable, sinful, and shameless. Therefore, I, whose attempt never fails, shall also punish you.
You cannot kill me, Ram.
Thank you.
Bharat. How wonderful it is to see you again.
Dearest Ram, which can I express my joy at seeing you once more? 14 years ago, when you left the palace, I was asked to take the throne for myself. But my heart was breaking, Ram. How could I have sat on a throne which was rightfully yours? It was not possible. I refused to do so, and thereby placed the shoes from your lotus feet, there, on the throne.
But your appearance is so different now. Gone are your royal robes and jewels. What has happened to you?
For years I refused to enter the city of Ayodhya, for fear of reliving the memories of our pastimes together. I lived at Nandagram, where I performed many austerities. I would constantly think of you, Ram.
My dear mother!
Ram, my heart is overflowing with happiness. I was counting the days until your exile came to an end. Since you left, my days have been tinged with sorrow. But joy has now entered my heart upon seeing you once more.
I too bore the scars of separation from you. My dear queen, Kaikei, please come here.
I am overcome by grief at the sight of you, Ram. My mind is haunted by my cruel actions towards you in the past. If it were possible to rectify my misdeeds, I would do so immediately. I have no right to, but please forgive me, Ram.
During my exile in the forest, I bore no bad feelings towards you. My banishment from the palace was but an arrangement of the demigods to protect the planet from the forces of evil. There is nothing to forgive.
Thank you, Ram. Sunshine has entered the kingdom of Ayodhya once more. The palace, which for so many years was haunted by grief, is now alive with the sounds of laughter and joy.
Dearest brothers, Ram, Lakshman, and Mother Sita, welcome back to Ayodhya.
Yay!
My good citizens, be rest assured that I will never leave you again. My home is always with you all in Ayodhya.
Yay!
Hare Krishna. but they had their